Don, we got Lady Silk, and we got the plug in the building.
The most important person.
Well, at least you can get your damn shit upright. Like, why are you to the side, bro? Your whole picture is like on the side. You can talk to all that shit.
Most. Yo, I don't know why I'm sitting out rotating, bro. I honestly don't know.
Well, that, apparently you ain't the most important. See, that's with the line. That's karma.
Nah, man. We know I need my iPhone expert. You know, I just got this brand new iPhone and shit, man. I don't know how to use it for real.
All right, and I'm just checking, making sure we can hear everything, man. How do I sound, man? Because I went back to the other mic.
You sound clear.
Yeah, and if at any point, man, y'all gotta help me out. If it starts fucking up, let me know. And I'm gonna try to see if I can go cop another one tomorrow. Because I really do need, like, the other one I got, I don't have the filter on it, so if I say a B or shit like that, yeah, you need to fix that shit, bro. Guess it looks goofy. Oh, that felt great. You fix this, please. Man, y'all gonna have to separate, man. We gotta separate y'all niggas.
There you go.
Wow, man, she just made you look like you was 83 years old, bro.
He don't
want to talk. Hey, I don't run from my oldness.
I'm not old, my nigga. You old.
I am old, but she just made you look like you are older than me,
bro.
Look,
like look, bro.
She fixed that shit in 12 seconds.
I am iPhone user. I just have an Android, but I'm an iPhone user. So
it's like his first iPhone user, but I have an Android. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because my iPhone broke, so I'm about to get another one. So I needed that on the side for the time being.
All right, I got you. I got you. Mm-hmm. And I ain't sure where the hell Sean Don is. Like, the nigga inboxes a million stories and then be late. I don't get that. How y'all doing, though, man? How's
I mean, look, bro, you seem to be going to New York and shit.
I still haven't introduced myself. It's another week in a row. It just got started. I swear to goodness. Cause I was muted. As soon as it came on, you most important. Then you sideways. You feel what I'm saying? The Lady Silk had to come fix it. And this is me finally talking. So which blunt should I spark first? This one? Or this one?
I mean, we can't really see it.
Which blunt should I spark?
And what the hell, Sean? Your shit is the same thing to the side. What's wrong with y'all?
Turn right on Van Dam Street.
He said it's better turned sideways.
No, yeah, but no.
Y'all should don't rotate. That's probably what it is, because mine's sideways.
You have to put it on rotate.
These niggas are geniuses, man.
There you go.
That's better?
That's better. Yeah, like, somehow your shit just broke, bro.
You just sound old.
Yeah, well, so? Look, bro, you know what? Like, that don't hurt my feelings, man, because the alternative is much worse.
I mean, you got to embrace being an old nigga, yo. Like,
I do. And I can embrace mutant niggas when y'all get on my nerves.
Well, yeah, cool. I'm mute ourselves too.
Oh, well, you actually, yeah, you, so.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Hey, man. Hey, she's sharp, bro.
Yes, she is.
She's sharp, bro.
How y'all doing though, man? How's life?
I'm be all right in like 2 minutes.
I'm all right. He said he will be straight in 2 minutes. I'm pretty all right, man. I've been quarter of a mile. I've been trying to fucking intake as many vitamins as I can. You feel what I'm saying? I've been feeling wonderful for like the past couple of days and shit. Okay.
Yo, I went. That's what's up, bro. I'm proud. Good job. Yo, I went.
Cause you taking vitamins?
Yes, nigga. That's what healthy people do.
No, it's not. Healthy people don't need vitamins, nigga. That shit's a scam.
Everybody needs
vitamins. Are you serious?
Yes, I am. Vitamin- your body already creates everything that you fucking need through your diet. Now, if you
I get that. So when you're ingesting GMO fruits and vegetables and everything else that doesn't have the nutrients, that don't have seeds in them, that's not natural, you're not putting vitamins back in your body.
So let me get this straight. you don't want us eating unnatural food, but you'll eat man-made vitamins. Make that make sense, bro.
My nigga, I tell you.
Wait.
Like, what are you talking about?
Where do you think they get the vitamins from, though? You feel what I'm saying? They get them from the fruits. You dig what I'm saying? So it's not like really? They're just going
you,
up.
You really think that, bro? They make.
Where do you?
So you telling me?
Where's the lab at? Where's the lab at?
Pick a spot. I don't know.
Y'all said he's gonna die in 7 years because he don't want to do anything healthy. So I mean,
what? Where are you coming with?
You did
you
say
cutting
that.
Me off.
You said
yeah, you did.
You yeah. said
I say I'm gonna die. When did I say I'm gonna die in 7 years?
What?
Well, how long has he been on the show? Is within the past?
How
month.
Long? But okay. When you're healthy, you don't know how long you're going to live because you're going to live a longer life. But if you keep drinking the Kool-Aid, that's fine. Do you?
But here's my thing, right? If you want to say that all these things are manufactured, think about the non-healthy manufactured things that you put in your body. So if I put something that's manufactured in my body, at least it's healthy.
Do you realize the vitamins are an unregulated industry? You realize
hit me out though. Not only that, there's a market right across the street from my house for real. I get fruits from over there all the time.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
You see what I'm saying? So I get it from all angles. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Pause. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
but then he can't say he don't feel like looking for it because technically technology and everything like that, you can shop online, they'll drop it at your door. So that's not even an excuse either.
I'm just saying, like the vitamin industry, it's unregulated, bro.
Because the health industry we can trust.
No, you can't, nigga. That's what I'm telling you. It's like the water industry.
You don't even have to take a vitamin supplement if you're eating healthy. Like you're getting all your vitamins from the sun, the fruits, the vegetables, everything like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, here, Team Melvin, we embrace. Niggas taking vitamins and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, healthy shit. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Right. What I'm saying is you're assuming that those vitamins are what they say they are. And what I'm telling you is that they don't regulate that industry, so it may or may not be. But
if you do your research on the vitamins that you take, you will know which ones to stay away from and which ones to take. A lot of the times, they're from overseas if they like organic and good vitamins. Like, you just gotta do your research. Just like when I used to take kratom a lot, you can't take kratom everywhere. You have to stay with certain labels. You have to do your research on that because you could be taking anything.
That's fine. That's exactly what my point. Well, what the hell is kratom?
Kratom is an extract from a coffee leaf, but it basically do the same thing for your body as CBD.
Okay. All right, I got you.
So like, but it's kind of like magic in a way. You can take one pill. If you want to go to sleep, you just got to take it before you go to sleep and it'll act like, what's the vitamin? It'll act like the one that puts you to sleep. But if you want to have
melatonin.
But if you want to have energy, you take that same pill. You could drink it, eat it or whatever, but I like the capsules. It'll give you all the energy and keep you focused. If you want to mellow out, it'll make you mellow. You just got to watch your dosage, and you can't do it with a whole bunch of medication. You got to do it by.
I don't see what's the, like, it's a bad thing. Oh, shit, my nigga, you just took a what, my nigga? You feel what I'm saying? Like, this nigga just act like I just really just copped a 30 ball and just put it on the pipe straight through the stem. It just called up the show.
You really took that to a whole other direction.
I mean, I'm just taking it off of your reaction to it. You was kind of shocked. Like, my nigga, don't do that. I'm like, whoa. You feel me? Like, I don't.
I'm looking out for you, bro. And, you know,
he looking out for trying to be healthy.
Look up Kratom. I guarantee you, probably be like, I'm going to have to order some of that, but do your research first.
Yeah, she's exactly right. Do your research. That was my point. Maybe I should have said it that way.
That makes sense.
But just going to, like, even if you go to the GNC, like, all of that shit ain't what it say it's supposed to be. It's just like the water industry. A lot of that water, when they test the water, it's fucking tap water.
No, that's facts, too. That's facts.
So anyway, where we gonna start at, man? We got a lot of fucking shit to talk about.
Somebody set it up.
The double, let's go. Double standards between the Canadian brother, Tory Lanez, and the new chick. I never even heard of her name, Anne Marie.
Oh, they shot her dude in the head.
Allegedly, we'll just say that. Even though it like a clear shot to the forehead, like you couldn't get that precise if you had Earl Spence jab. You feel me? But we'll say allegedly. Because you feel what I'm saying?
Wait a minute, but dude is still alive though, right?
Yeah, I think he's in critical.
Okay, but he's still alive. Okay, all right.
No, you don't see black men. You don't see black men trashing this dude. I mean, trashing Shorty nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the article when the news came out, we read the article and we kept it moving because niggas get shot every day, but. The double standard and the slander Lanez took.
Yeah, like because when the whole
it's not comparable, bro. It's ridiculous.
When the whole shit with Meg went down, like Shorty, like really went on a campaign. Like the black woman is not protected. Like she was like stealing Malcolm quotes. Like that's nuts. But what if that young man that's still in critical condition came home? It said that she's no different than the female that committed the first assassination attempt on Martin Luther King. They gonna criticize him, and these are facts. You think what I'm saying?
I don't know if they will criticize him for because
but they say he's reaching. They say he's reaching.
They gonna say he's a weak ass nigga. That's what they gonna say. They gonna say
a weak ass
nigga. But I don't think in this particular instance they would say that.
They already defending it though. They like you can't play with nobody's feelings and all this other shit. You feel me? Like that's already a built-in excuse. Like
I haven't seen that.
Shot the dude for cheating, man.
Wait, but he was the side dude.
So what? Like now that makes it even more crazy. That makes it even more crazy.
Hold on,
how you cheat the side nigga for cheating?
Wait, what's the full story? Because I'm not even gonna. I don't even know. I just heard like okay. Homegirl shot. This is what I know. This is what I heard. She shot homeboy in the head for cheating, and that she said that the gun fell and it went off. I don't know. I still don't know what happened.
That sounds like a thawed out female excuse.
That's it.
A gun fall off. No, she didn't even say she shot it. Like she said, it fell off the dresser.
Yeah, off the table.
Hell nah, man.
Yeah.
Hell
and
no.
Shoddy. That's what she said, but from what I read also is that she got a dude and he is like the side dude. Oh, fuck, ain't this a bitch? Gotta make me spill my damn Kool-Aid.
Oh, we should go back to the health thing for a minute. This nigga drinking Kool-Aid on the show?
All of this shit while drinking a fucking cup of Kool-Aid?
Out of a coffee mug? What do you mean?
Coffee mug.
Come on, man.
this nigga
cleaned up Great Blue Dini, yo. Like,
no, it's flavor with the strong.
and nigga, that blunt that you smoking is not healthy for you either, nigga. Stop it.
Hey, I'm bro, not yo.
This blunt doing me more good than that.
Did the research. Wait. Did the research.
I did. Oh, hold on. Who my laptop at?
my nigga, man. My man out this bitch. Drinking blasting blueberry right now. Mix. you know black people mix that shit up.
No, that's disrespectful, first off. Nothing but the finest of Kool-Aid, the cherry in my shit. Fuck what y'all talking about, some blasting.
You drinking blueberry. The first flavor of Kool-Aid?
I'm the best flavor of Kool-Aid talking about, man. Stop it.
I don't know if it's the best. You feel me?
Come on, man. That's not debatable.
I don't
Jerry,
know, though.
You can't fuck with great Kool-Aid, my nigga. It just can't.
That's not the competition. Grape is horrible, bro. That's
first of all,
it's like slave
grape,
Kool-Aid.
You can stretch grape. You can stretch grape. Like
you can definitely put some cut on some grape though. You feel me? You don't need that whole thing.
Decide. I'm drinking cherry. Like I'm not drinking no grape.
What? That is slave Kool-Aid, bro.
I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, there's no levels. Kool-Aid is Kool-Aid, my nigga.
Yeah, Kool-Aid, like, Kool-Aid, bro. Yo, you feel what I'm saying?
There actually is levels of Kool-Aid, man. Grape is the poorest version of Kool-Aid, bro. I'm sorry.
Orange Kool-Aid is ass. You right?
Yo, about that's right. Yeah, yo,
orange is horrible.
Yo, yeah, saying yeah. It's levels of Kool-Aid is like saying you even landed on Baltic ass or Mediterranean ass for real.
Right.
Actually, no, it's not, because Baltic is like twice as it's more John expensive as Mediterranean.
The Kool-Aid more than anybody.
Thank you.
It's the lowest. It's still put like this. Baltic and the other motherfucker next to it is still the lowest properties on the board. Kool-Aid is the lowest drinks you can possibly drink for refreshments, my nigga.
Man. Some of the worst looking crack houses make the most money. Just saying. Don't hate on Baltic and Mediterranean. I've been eating off of those two properties in Monopoly for about 30.
That shit one in the same, bro. Like, not, like bro. You said you still drink Kool-Aid. I'm pretty sure you drink Tang.
Like, no, I don't, man.
Like, that's just one in the same to me.
They don't that's you, bro. Like, first off, I've never really drank Tang. Like, do they still sell that shit?
Yes, nigga. They still sell Kool-Aid,
Kool-Aid is great, nigga. Like, Tang has always been trash.
Yo.
Tang is always horrible, man.
There should be age limitations on Kool-Aid for real if niggas going drinking. Like, you can't be over 12.
You feel me? Man, I swear to God, man. I think they cut off the oxygen in Baltimore or something, because y'all niggas be saying some outlandish shit.
Nobody drinks Kool-Aid.
If you was like, yo, I'm about to, like, I drink Capri Suns or something, my nigga, like, I'd be like, all right, you know what I mean? You got grandkids. You know what I'm saying? Like I drink Capri Suns.
Capri Suns are trash, though.
What? Yo,
if I want ridiculous trying to get the fucking straw in. Like, who designed that shit? Trying to get that little straw in is worse than trying to open up a CD.
No. If I went over a nigga house, yo, he was just like, yeah, man, yo, I just made some Kool-Aid. I'm going to turn right around and just dip. I'm out. You feel what I'm saying? It's just some different type of wizardry in this house. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
what do you think? A nigga will be upset that you turned around and left? Nigga, don't come back.
Right. I'm the one upset. Because you offered me Kool-Aid for real. I might die.
First off, if you come over my crib, I'm not offering you no Kool-Aid.
I don't want no apple juice either, my nigga.
I stopped drinking apple juice after the surgery, bro. You know that.
Oh yeah, that's right. My bad. I know you still got some in the stash, yo. I know it.
I got some in the stash, but I literally have not drank any apple juice since May.
What's that like every day? Like, you be sweating walking past that shit, don't you?
No, I don't. That surgery like changed several things about me that it wasn't a problem for me to stop smoking. It wasn't a problem for me to stop drinking apple juice. I ain't lactose intolerant anymore. That was weird. You know, shit just changed, and I didn't have to work on it, or it doesn't bother me. I don't drink. I've drank probably 5 cups of coffee. You know, I drink tea. You know, I refuse to eat a salad though, because I've eaten 2 salads since the surgery, and both times I ended up in the hospital.
Wow,
oh, that's different.
You just allergic to good shit.
I was gonna say that.
Salad. First off, people mistake salad for being. Most people when they eat a salad fuck up the good shit by adding a bunch of bad shit to it.
Right, like a lot of grilled chicken, a lot of dressing. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
They kill the healthiness of it with the dressing, like, all the time. You know, right. But me, I was never really a salad eater beforehand, but, like, I called myself, well, I want to eat healthier afterwards. I ate a salad, end up in the emergency room. Ate another salad, end up in the emergency room. Okay, that part of the healthy lifestyle ain't for me. I ain't fucking with it. It's just other shit that I like to try to do now.
Nigga body had fresh tomatoes and went in the shop. that's crazy.
Hey, I don't know what it was, bro, but hey, it is what it is. And I'm not fucking with it no more.
That's incredible.
hey, life, you know, shit.
I ain't never heard no shit like that, bro. That's crazy.
Wait. Too much sugar and also stay away from high fructose syrup.
Yes.
True. Yeah.
And you know what? Ananda was posted some shit the other day about sugar and a whole bunch of, if you go on the My Skin Is My Sin fan page, I reposted that from her IG. And it gives you a whole bunch of alternatives to sugar.
Yeah. They say sugar is as addictive as cocaine, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never tried cocaine, but I am slightly addicted to sugar.
You should try some.
No, I'm going to pass on that. I'm good.
It might get you off the sugar. You feel what I'm saying? Get one up for the other.
I'll go with the sugar. Our next story, though, man. Pepper from Salt and Pepper sues a doctor over her botched butt job. Now, and Sean, actually, because I asked him for the article, he sent me the article. This was not her first butt job. She actually had a butt job previously, got into a car accident, and her ass had been hurting ever since. So she got referred to this other doctor, went to this other doctor to see if that doctor could fix the ass problem or pain that she was suffering from the car accident. The other doctor convinced her to have what she thought was going to be removal of the fake ass that she got before. Well, he didn't really remove it. He did some other shit, which inflamed the first fake ass. Then he had to go back and try again. And then that didn't work either. So now she's suing him and going to another doctor. Moral of the story is, it's okay to have a flat ass.
Regular ass, right.
Exactly. Like, nothing wrong with that. Like, I just...
Like, listen, we take a little bit more pity with the little booties. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's about how you carry it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got front. Like, yo, I mean, yo, fat asses be overrated for real, bro. It really do. Like, and a lot of women that I've encountered, like, they all want big asses. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's cool. Like, it's fun. But then like, when you next to it every night, like, I mean, it's nice to look at, but it's overrated.
I mean, most women say that they do it for themselves, though.
Yeah, but they're lying.
What they say. Hey, let's just say, for instance, that they are doing it for themselves.
But let's not lie. We're not going to allow that, bro. Like, I don't believe that.
I mean, I don't believe it either. But it's hypothetical we talking now. You feel what I'm saying?
It's like a nigga saying,
Pause.
I want to have abs. Look, of course you want to have abs, nigga. Like, what do you mean? But everybody can't have, everybody's not willing to put in the work to get abs. So, like, I know a nigga smoked hard rocks, bro, and got abs. It's just genetics. You know what I'm saying? Like, some niggas just look different.
Some niggas don't want to put the work in, but, yeah, I mean, some people have the means of taking the shortcut. So, yeah, I mean, hypothetically, if she did want it for herself, she has the means to get to it.
Yo, listen, you know? when you lay down, I know a person who went and got chopped up. And they fucked her up. And she came back to the States. She almost died. Like, women be dying from that shit. You know what I'm saying? And because of where she went, nobody here would touch her. She had to go back. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of that shit is worth it. I respect a woman who's obese, puts in the work, and had slight results. I respect that more than a woman who got chopped up and walked around like she...
Yeah, but you're not going to date her either, though, bro.
You can't say that. I have.
Are you dated a fat chick before, bro?
Yeah.
How big?
I mean, look, man, like, you know, here at Team Melvin is the motto is the motto is, you know what I'm saying, if you can lift it, you rock with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so for me, like, that's a variation. Now I wouldn't date.
Is that why you're that strong?
I wouldn't date an obese woman. You know what I'm saying? I personally wouldn't date an obese woman, but I would date someone.
Wait. Hold on. So what are you calling fat then?
Put a number out there. I'll tell you if it's fat or not.
Okay. Starting at 5'2".
Yeah, no, let's do a star, actress, somebody that we all know.
Oh, I don't want to put nobody. I don't want to be like that.
So if they, if
let's say 230.
At 5'2"? Yeah, that's pretty
two
big.
230. Is 230 considered a fat chick?
That's a mess.
At 5'2"? Right. I would have said a little bit more polite.
No, I'm joking.
But that's pretty bad.
230.
Yeah, that's
pretty. I've been 230 pounds before.
But she wasn't 5'2".
She wasn't 5'2", no. 5'2" and 230 is bad.
She's taller, it looks more slim. It's like more...
Yeah, she was definitely not, taller.
It's less sloppy.
But yeah, she definitely wasn't 5'. I'm not dating a woman 5'2", period. Like,
yeah, but you're a tall ass dude. So like a woman that's 6 feet.
All the way down.
Yeah, bro.
A woman that's 6 feet weighing 230 bro, may not be bad.
Like 5'2", man. Like, that's like... Nah, bro.
And my daughter's 5'3". Right. Tiny.
Right. Like, nah, man. That ain't... Nah, yeah. I can't. That's midget territory, man. I can't do it.
You can't date a woman that's 5'2"?
Before, no. But that's not, that's above midget. No. They just,
she's kind of my waist, bro. Like, come on, man.
You would think that would be like a bonus.
No, that's like a midget. Yeah.
He's looking at his section.
Oh, my.
Like you're heightish, man. Like, that's
don't call this nigga a heightish.
A heightish.
Yeah. A heightish.
Like, so would you prejudice
against short people?
Jobs. So would you date a woman 6'4"?
No.
No.
He wouldn't.
Okay, so you can't call him a heightist if he don't want to date a woman 5'2".
Okay, but I look, I've tried that before and I look like a fucking fool. It looks, okay. I look like so her, I looked like her child.
In reverse, like he probably feel me. Like he walking a child.
Yeah, like, well, like with a midget. Like,
okay, I get it then. Like, cause yeah, I felt like when I actually saw, like, looked and saw us, like, oh my God, this shit looks embarrassing. But like, I got a cousin, like his wife is like significantly taller than him, and it works for them.
Yeah, like it works for some people. It don't work for me.
It's not for everybody.
Right, it don't work.
Everybody is entitled to their own opinions on how they feel about the person that they with.
Like, I'm with.
It not work for me. Every
size woman, and I'm a. Still gonna look, you know, the way I look, but I can't do, nah, that's too short, bro.
Hey, y'all need to do me a favor too, man. Y'all need to share the whatchamacallit, the show.
Speaking of sharing,
the YouTube link too, man, because I would like to get some people in here talking and shit. And shout out to Troop Troopy.
I've been sharing that.
That's an interesting name, Troop Troopy. And go ahead, AJ.
Speaking of sharing, this nigga cousin just called me. That's why I was gone for 15 minutes. He wants a link to the show.
Are you unfamiliar on really how YouTube works, bro?
I can't get off. I can't get off the phone. He wants a link. So I came over here to tell him to send him a link to the phone because he's not on his phone. He's on his laptop. I'm on my phone.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, new.
tell him I'll shoot him a link, yo.
Yeah, I told him like a couple, like a minute or two ago. Yeah.
Yo, Lil Wayne sold his masters, they said, for $100 million.
Lil Wayne about to sit for a little bit. Like, yeah, I understand.
I was just about to say that too. Two more articles came out. He pled guilty. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. He pled guilty to the charges that he caught in Miami. And there was one more. There was one more. I forgot. I actually just said it before we came in. But pretty much, like you said, he's going to sit. Yeah, he's going to sit. He's facing 10 years. He probably get like 3 or 4, whatever. But he is a felon. But that $100 million probably is really going to hold him over. Even though in the long run, you dig what I'm saying? Like, his people can eat off of it forever. But the fact that, you know what I mean? Like, he need that bread now or whatever. So it is what it is.
I mean, people can eat off $100 million forever too.
That's facts. Especially when you know what to do with it.
Why he did it.
Yeah, like me personally, and I've seen a lot of people talking about, oh, he broke or this was stupid. I personally think this was a really good move. Like $100 million. Like, there's no guarantee that your music is gonna be popular in 30 years.
Lil Wayne's isn't.
Like, yeah, it may not stand the test of time. And then he's got cursing in his music. So it may not be, you know, like he may not be able to use too many songs and commercials. And that's what you're banking on, is that your shit will be popular past your death. You know, some Elvis shit.
I gotta disagree because I'm a Wayne fan. Everybody know that. Millie, just the instrumental alone, and them just throwing a couple of his bars in there, that's gonna get paid. Cause Mary J. Blige got a commercial for Christmas with the Real Love beat, and the only thing she said is she got to have a real, and that's it. That's it. If she owned that, she'd be getting paid for that right now. Songs like Lollipop, they just take the instrumental and just put Lollipop in there, or something like that.
He might not get any money off of that though. That might be the producer.
But I'm just saying, I just think he won't make as much money as he's making now, but he'll still be making money.
I could see that, but I don't know if he's gonna make $100 million off of his masters. I don't think his family would after he's gone. I don't, you know, like $100 million is like Michael Jackson type of money.
Yeah,
Elvis Presley type of money. He's not
2020.
Yeah, but no, like I'm talking about after you pass away. Like very few are like artists make money after they die, but very few make $100 million after they die.
Well, I don't know.
You think the singer Selena making? Because they still like putting out magazines and everything, and new movies and all of that.
Yeah, but Selena was like the Elvis of Latino music.
Well, that's the thing too. Like, we don't know like everything that was in his masters as well. Like, what if his likeness was in there, and he passed away?
Well, likeness is not in your masters. Your masters is music.
So what will your likeness be under?
Your likeness would be they can trademark that, but that's not something like musically. Like they could. Like, I guess, you know, after he passes away, somebody could like say they could sell his likeness for further. They could license out his likeness. But that's totally separate than your music. Like whoever, you know, like Universal bought his music, his catalog. Like for now until forever, they have the right to sell his music or use his music in any way they like. They don't have the right to use his likeness. That's a whole nother ballgame.
I would want to know what's actually like the discography in his masters. Because what are features are in there?
I think masters are your songs. Like features are somebody else's song.
You're just featuring on somebody's album or song. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you get writing credit, but you want the writing credits too.
Yeah, but you don't like, own the song.
I own my part of the song though.
You were basically you were hired. Be on a song.
So if I
own a McDonald's, and if I own 10 McDonald's and I let you manage those 10 McDonald's, you don't own them, but I'm paying you a shitload of money.
Yeah.
To keep them up.
But the thing is, like on certain songs, it's like it's too like when you get credits, like is your credits in your masters? Because you get credits on songs as well. How can you have my credits? If I feature you on my song, how can you have my credits under your masters now? Like you own my shit now.
I mean, well, you own your part of the publishing of that, which I think is may or may not be a whole separate ball game. But as far as the masters, like if you go to a studio and they put it on a DAC, that's your masters. You own that. You can take that home. Or, you know, if it's your shit, you own it. I don't know. That's a good question, though. Like, I don't know how that's divvied up, like, going further. But at the end of the day, like your record company owns a certain song. And how whatever you want to say, like if you're on that song, you know, going into the deal, yeah, I'm gonna be on this song, I'm gonna profit from it, I'm gonna get some publishing off of it, but at the end of the day, this is not my song to decide what to do with. So I think you're giving up that part of it by being on that song, basically. And if somebody out there has a better explanation, please help your boy out, because I'm no music expert, to be quite honest, but I think that's kind of how it goes.
I'm not no music expert either, but at the same time, I get what you're saying about that. But when a person is under a contract and they create their own song, if they don't go by the rules or whatever they want them to do, technically, no matter how many songs you wrote and you sung and you put together, it belongs to the company, not you.
Yeah. Yeah.
As well. So I don't know how that would work.
I think we gotta start off with find out like what's the actual like what would be the definition of masters, then what it falls under. Then we'll have like a better understanding of what goes where. Cause I honestly don't like when I hear masters, I just know that a nigga own this shit. But how much of it is never really fully explained. You know what I mean? You just like, oh, I own my shit now. You feel what I'm saying? Oh, I own this. Or so I don't know. I'm actually going to look into that to see.
Because they were only for masters, but then yet if somebody featured, that's what you're asking. Like how, what did they get?
Like would my feature off of your song go to my masters, or would it just stay under your domain pretty much?
I'm pretty sure it'll stay under my domain.
I'll answer to that. You ain't got the answers, boy.
Yeah,
I ain't got that.
But and I'm sorry, I did not start the show off with this one. Rest in peace, Tommy Tiny Debo Lister. He passed away at 62 years old, man. Definitely an icon, man. And just the Fridays franchise, man. Classic. Just a phenomenal, you know, presence in the culture. You know, so rest in peace to you, King, man. You did your thing, bro. You left an impression, and that's all that anybody can ask.
Yeah. His character going down, especially on a Friday, going down in, like, pop culture history.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, how long, when did that movie come out? Probably, like, 25, 26 years ago. They still using them as memes and shit like that. Like, he literally converted 20 years down the line into the social media world. And he's like, niggas still use
Debo is a verb. Like, pretty much. Debo, yeah.
It's an actual word, pretty much. You got Debo, my nigga. Nigga got that up off.
Yeah. You know, that's my grandma's chain. Like, I mean.
And there's so many classic lines in the movie as well.
Oh, God, man.
You gotta knock the fuck out.
Top five movies of.
How you get fired on your day off? Like it's many classic lines in there.
You know, it's like
my money. It's like playing with my emotions. Like that shit is hard. Nigga. I ain't going over.
We just gonna keep it at Pop's crib.
Right, we just gonna keep it at my house. You know, like it's both of ours. Nigga say like it's both of ours. You feel me? Nigga, that nigga bite for mad long. He gonna cry in the car.
Yo,
that's enough with my neck and my back. Like, it's so many just classic lines from that one movie that people still reference and use to this day in other shows and shit like that.
You ain't catching no crackhead.
You ain't got the
lie. Yeah, you ain't catching
You ain't got the lie, Craig. Yo, it took niggas 20 years to find out Shorty had a nigga in her bed, yo. Easter eggs, my that's what I never knew that till a nigga put that shit on Facebook. I'm like, wait a minute. That nigga do got on some dickies. What the fuck? You feel like that shit? Wow. Yeah, man. Rest in peace to him, man.
Yeah, rest in peace, Debo, man.
Mm-hmm. I forgot that nigga was a wrestler. Like a real wrestler.
I did, too. I'm not even going to lie. I had forgot that until I seen the shit.
Yeah.
I forgot all about it.
That part.
I remember.
And let me see. Where we at next, man? Because we got about 20 minutes left.
Let's get to the Jay-Z topic.
What Jay-Z topic?
When y'all said that Jay-Z
he average? Yeah. Average MC?
Let me like this.
I'd never say Jay-Z is average MC.
I wish we had the actual, you know, the verbiage. Like how
I'm gonna get it. I'm about to get it. Hold on.
Yeah. And why you do that? Michael Eric Dyson says Joe Biden paid the debt owed to Black Americans by picking a Black man for Secretary of Defense. Wow. I'm hoping that this is just some shit taken out of context. And that he clearly said more than this, wherever he was at. But if this is it, if that is the beginning and the end of the statement, that is absolutely one of the dumbest things I have ever heard one brother say about anything ever. I cannot believe that somebody of his intelligence would diminish the debt owed to Black men and women so much that picking one person for a job somehow eliminates everything that has been done to us and everything that is owed to us. This would be by far the dumbest shit vocal cords have ever produced in a melanated individual.
That nigga ain't even say that when Obama got elected.
Yeah, that's crazy. Just fucking, it's fucking stupid, man.
Niggas should just pack them out for real, yo. Like, that gotta be the only solution. That's the wildest shit I probably ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, that's like, crazy.
Like the nigga, he hasn't even been sat in the White House yet. For real. It only been like 27 days or some shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you just ain't just ready to the buck dance. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I can't wait till January. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that shit crazy. Like, and the name calling verbiage or whatever isn't even really necessary. Like, that's just some dumb ass shit to say. Like, that's just some
extremely dumb shit to say.
Like, you feel me? Like, and the funny part about it, he probably said it in the rap way too, because you know he'd be like, man, because when B.I.G. the Tupac elevated, the Joe Biden came. Out that bitch wilding for real, sweating and all that shit, giving them 40 balls.
In the words of the notorious B.I.G. B.I.D.
That
E.N.
He said that one day he would D.I.E. You know?
Yo, that is so cool.
He said that, yo. I'm gonna die, yo. Like, that's crazy. Yeah, man.
Did you find this shit, though, bro?
I'm about to pull it up now.
Oh, damn. Somebody just liked the Side Piece Chronicles. Man, that was a long ass time ago. That was 2 years ago.
Hey, bro. Yeah, man. That's a classic show, too. The Side Piece Chronicles was hilarious.
And you know, we had Sean, you all right? You good now?
Yeah, I'm good now. What up?
Man, what the bad? You got an exciting ass life, bro. I don't even want to ask, man. I mean, I do, but
I'll tell you
later. I think you win that bitch.
Like, this nigga Sean is so New York, man. You got on some Tims right now too, don't you? What? It's got to be cold to wear Tims, nigga. Are you tripping?
1 o'clock.
I wear.
More fire. Now I got it. It says. The exact verbiage is, it's a picture of Jay-Z. Says people call him GOAT just because they respect his pockets. He's like, lyrically, he's average as fuck. Is the exact quote.
Who said it?
That's a fact.
It was a random dude. It was like on Twitter.
That's a fact, though.
The brother's name is Iron Chef Kazam.
That's the thing. No.
All name probably 10 MCs that we think have better lyrics than Jay-Z.
His name is Iron Chef Kazam. He one of them niggas that wear the little military hat to the front about pyramids and shit like that. Is he out of his mind?
So basically, you can't disagree with the man with a rational argument.
I'm about to give it to you right now. If you say that he's average, tell me who else is average.
Why do we?
If he's average, he has to be in the category with other average niggas, right?
Okay, so let's
go down the list.
Do you think there are 10 better MCs than him? Lyricists than him?
No.
What is so complex? Like, Eminem on Dope is way better than that nigga.
Get the fuck out of here.
See, here's the problem with lyrical.
You had to do that bullshit.
But I'm telling the truth. Eminem on Dope.
A white boy who rapped about Dope. Killing his mommy issues.
I know you prefer to hear stories of niggas killing niggas. I know that's better than a white boy killing white people. I understand that. But putting actual words together, which is the epitome matter of fact, no, and I'm gonna surprise you with this one because y'all would never think that I would say this, but Black Thought is a much better lyricist than him. Big L is a better lyricist than him. Biggie is a better lyricist than him. Rakim is a better lyricist than him. Kool G Rap is a way better lyricist than him. Big Daddy Kane is a better lyricist than him. KRS-One is a better lyricist.
Just because you say names don't mean that shit true for real. Like, all that shit is false. Like, what? Like, come on, man. Like, let's be really? For real. Yo, just because
none of those niggas will tell you they better than Jay-Z.
Just because a nigga use a lot of syllables in a four bar setup for real doesn't mean that that shit is lyrical. Like, I can pick up a thesaurus right. If that's your definition of lyricism, I could pick up a thesaurus right now and be the most lyrical nigga that ever rapped.
Okay, that's all you have to do. But at any point did I say that?
Yes,
I did. I said that.
Yeah, pretty much. In a sense, pretty much.
At no point did I say that.
And you said Big better than Jay-Z?
No,
Jay-Z got his whole style from Big. Stop it, bro. He spent most of his career quoting the nigga.
All right, so what's the definition of lyricism? What's the definition of lyricism?
Your wittiness?
No, you didn't say that the first time. You did not say that the first time. And Jay-Z got more wittiness than every nigga you can name.
Are you going to allow me to answer, or are you going to keep screaming?
I just had to point out that you didn't mention wittiness the first time. I just
don't ask me a question if you're not gonna let me answer, bro. You know
I hate. Go ahead and answer it right now.
Nah, it's a combination of things. Well, once again, you're talking over me. First off, you never asked me what my definition of lyricism was. This was the first time you asked me.
Exactly. You said it
right. No, I didn't. I gave you MCs that I thought were better lyricists than him. Now. It's a combination of things. It's your subject matter. It's your wittiness. It's the way you put words together. Yes, it also includes how the syllables match in some cases, but that's not the end all be all. It's your delivery, the whole nine, everything about everything about being an MC because your delivery.
Why Jay-Z have a better career than all the niggas you name combined?
Because he pretty much got all that.
Because he's really good at picking beats that work for him. That is a talent within itself that not too many people like. Like I would say Rick Ross has the perfect beat selections for him. Not everybody has that. It's very few artists that are like, I'm not saying Jay-Z is not talented, but there are a lot of other MCs like lyrically better than that nigga.
You say subject matter, right?
Yes. And that nigga says that nigga basically says the same shit 99% of the time.
Wait, hold on. Let me.
Can I talk?
Lyricism, it means the artist's way of expressing their emotions and so forth. So, I'm just gonna say. You can't say that Jay-Z didn't express his emotions and touch in a way that some of these other people you're talking about, just because they could hock him, knock him with time of the comicals, that he didn't touch him or he didn't express himself a little bit better than him. If that's what lyricism means.
Jay-Z's got like two songs out of his whole catalog that actually have any emotions in them.
The rest of the shit is I sold dope
and I fuck bitches. That's it.
Wow.
All right. Back to subject matter.
Back to subject matter.
Eminem gotta go. He gotta go right now. There's nowhere in the world his subject matter is anywhere close to Jay-Z's subject matter.
Well,
there's no way.
Well, that's for you, bro. You can't tell me.
If the conversation is opinionated, then there's no reason for you to mention your list to any of us, because that's your opinion, my nigga.
Well, I'm not telling you that my opinion is the be all end all. I'm just telling you my opinion. For you, it's like, oh, you gotta think this way because I said so. No, nigga,
I never said that. I'm just asking you a question off of the things that you saying.
You're not you asking a question. You're making a statement, bro. It's different.
How? How?
Because you didn't ask a question. You just made a statement.
I asked you your definition of learning system. That's where it started from.
You're right. That was the only question you asked. All right. That's true. That was it.
I'm trying to get to the next one.
Yo.
I forgot it.
I think, listen, yo, like, Jay-Z do, like, damn near everything better than, like, everybody you named, dog. Like, Jay-Z got a song for everything that you could relate to in subject matter. He got a song where he even talk about the incident when he shot his brother. And, like, yo, you can't say
please,
he...
Please explain to me how the fuck I'm supposed to... First off, when you say that you can relate to, it's a lie. Because 90% of people, including yourself, can't have not done most of the shit that Jay-Z says in his songs. So you can't relate to it. You just like the shit. Let's make that clear. That's a completely
different... What do you mean you
can't relate? That's false. The definition of relatability doesn't mean everything had to be spot on.
Right.
It doesn't. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you go through one form of cancer and I go through another form of cancer for real, we can relate on some sort of level. Correct? Hmm.
That would be correct. The difference is, well, I personally have never sold kilos. I've never shot my brother or anybody else for that matter. So all that goofy shit that nigga be talking about, I can't relate to. I can relate to him talking about selling dope as much as I can relate to Eminem talking about killing his baby mama.
But here's the thing, right? I feel like this, just like the point I was making. If he made a song rapping about getting locked up by undercover cops, and you've been locked up by undercover cops, it don't matter how much drugs neither one of y'all have on y'all. Y'all
but both I have it.
But that's but I'm it's a hypothetical. I'm not talking directly to you. I'm just saying in general. Okay. It's just a general. You see what I'm saying? So when you say that niggas can't relate, they actually can. Not to
what I'm saying is. The majority of niggas have not even remotely experienced it. First off, 85% of hip hop music is purchased by white people. So you're not telling me that them motherfuckers is even remotely relating to shit that he's talking about. Secondly, that other 15%, most of them niggas have been upstanding citizens who ain't sold no dope, who ain't shot nobody, who did nothing but party to that nigga music. They just say they can relate to the shit because it sounds good.
Can you relate to a Young Jeezy motivation song? We just writing about motivation.
I've been motivated before.
That's how people reference Jay-Z music as motivational music. Because
you're talking about one song that's titled motivation, nigga. There's a difference.
No. All of Jeezy music is pretty much motivation. His album is called Thug Motivation. All of his music is basically motivation for niggas to get money. Okay, it really is.
I'm talking about that one song.
But the point I'm trying to make is though, put it like this: Would you read a book of a nigga that made $1 million? Of course you would, because you would try to make $1 million if your purpose is making $1 million. Some people listen to music for things that they want to achieve in the future, so they listen to them now. They say, and then back on the whole relatability thing, everything isn't just surface. Everything isn't flat out. Some things are felt just from a distance. And we all feel that. You feel me? Like, it's like when Tupac make music, because I feel as though Tupac is super duper lyrical because of how he conveys his message and get his point across. Thanks. He's actually my favorite rapper of all time. I think that...
I think he's a go-to, and he's an average lyricist.
But that's the thing. Like, I think we just boil down lyricists to the words they use, and because these niggas, we all heard Cannabis. Cannabis don't have no music that we listen to right now, true. Unless we want to go back and get a feel. You feel what I'm saying? I remember he was killing that shit in '96, but we don't listen to it when we going through something. He put words together like nobody else. So it's like,
that's the thing though, bro. I don't ever, there's never been a point in my life where I was going through something that I put on some Jay-Z.
but that doesn't make him an average rapper though.
But he is an average rapper to me. Like Cannabis, he's an average lyricist. And when I like we there's a difference, you know. Cannabis, a dope lyricist, horrible at making songs. Both can be true about the same individual.
I'm trying to understand what makes a lyricist to you.
Right.
Is it how they put the words together?
How they put the words together and the words that they choose. What I'm saying.
You're saying then when you say he's averaged in.
Like Jay-Z is understandable, and this is no disrespect. I think Jay-Z has done his thing and he got every right to be mentioned amongst the top 10. He's never ever going to be the GOAT, but that's just me.
I understand what you're saying, but like you could argue Jay-Z's the GOAT.
I mean, that's why I qualify that by saying me personally. The dude has been doing his thing for long enough where there can be a rational argument to say this. A lot of people say he's the GOAT. I'm not going to hate you for saying that. I'm going to always think it's Tupac. And the reason I think it's Tupac is not because he was better at putting words together, but Tupac made me feel shit. Jay-Z has never, ever, me personally, made me feel anything outside of that's a dope song that I could bump in the club. Other than emotions.
You ain't feel nothing when you heard it was all good a week ago.
How many times do you want me to say it? I mean, I could only say it in one language. If I knew another language, I'd say it in that language. He's never elicited any actual emotions from me, and he's like his storytelling is okay.
Wow,
but nothing superb.
Meet the Parents.
Wait. Let me ask this question. I have a question.
Okay.
How familiar are you with Jay-Z's catalog?
He's not.
I mean, well. I would say I've probably heard 85% of his music.
Wow.
You don't got any like favorite Jay-Z albums or anything like that?
I didn't even like Jay-Z before he retired. I didn't after he retired, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna have to start giving my man his props. But do I have a favorite Jay-Z album? No. Like, I've never been one of those. He's not one of those people. When I'm digging in the crates and I'm looking for some music that I want to play, some hip-hop, Jay-Z is not who I'm choosing, bro. He got a couple of songs that like, if I would put, like, in rotation, like, if I'm putting together, like, my own personal little mixtape, The Streets Just Watching would be one of them. Love that song. It ain't too many Jay-Z songs that I would even choose. Like I'm gonna throw on some Machiavelli, you know, All Eyes on Me, or I'm gonna throw on Illmatic, or I'm gonna throw on, you know, The Chronic. Jay-Z was just not in my rotation of motherfuckers to play.
I figured it out. Jobs is Iron Chef Kazam. That's what it is for real. He wrote that shit. I got you, nigga. Got you.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. My nigga.
That's fucking funny, bro.
Yeah. you got a point there. Yo. You got a point.
It might be.
Sound like he would say those exact words.
We're average as fuck. You feel what I'm saying? I'm putting two and two together, man.
Yo, like it's nothing you could say to this nigga. This, bruh.
I mean, like that's the beauty of hip hop, bro. Is that how subjective it is? Like y'all like some niggas that I. And vice versa. It's some people that I think is dope And y'all like, like you've been hating on Big Hurt for I don't know, 2 years now, nigga. And I've been hating on Quad Mega for probably the same.
Yo.
I've been hating on that nigga for the same amount of time.
No, you know his name, yo.
You've been hating way before.
No, it's not. It's been
I retired from dissing Big Hurt because he came on the show.
Nigga, you talked shit about him last week.
Shout out Big Hurt.
No, nigga, take that back. No, that nigga don't want your shout out, man.
Hated
on the nigga just last week, nigga.
Say what?
You hated on him just last week.
Nigga, you hated on Ghostface Killah. You disrespected the shit out of Ghostface Killah.
Okay, but what's that got to do with you hating on Big Hurt?
And then
lie about it. Nigga, I stopped hating on him since he came on the show.
Of greatness when you utter Big Hurt, but you'll discredit a Ghostface Killah who's a fucking legend.
A legend to who, nigga? You?
In hip hop. What do you mean?
Just because he's a legend to your corny ass taste in music ain't got shit to do with me, nigga.
Oh, my God. Nigga, you said the Fat Boy was nice, bro.
No. Once again, you lie. How many times you gonna lie on me about this shit, bro?
Yo, how did this nigga not say the Fat Boys was nice, bro?
Bro, like you bring up this, like how many times you gonna bring up the same lame ass lie and
did
argument,
you not
bro?
Say that? You all said them niggas were nice. You said them niggas had bars.
Again, for the millionth time, and I hope, can everybody please listen? Maybe write it down, nigga. Go get a tattoo of this shit. What I said was, bar-wise, them niggas are better than Master P. Somehow, you done extrapolated that to that shit to, I done said them niggas was the goats and shit. You come up with
you
new
said,
shit
yo,
about
I'm
this
find
shit
the
every fucking time.
I'm going to find the show, and I'm going to record that shit. And I'm gonna replay
it. And then you say the same goofy shit every time.
I promise you I'm gonna find it.
And I bet you don't. I bet you $20 you don't even look, nigga.
That's a bet. I'm gonna find it too.
But my point is that not everybody, that's the beauty of hip hop is art. You know, and there is some motherfucker. That what's that fucking white dude that was an artist? This nigga put a toilet, literally a toilet, in an art show, and motherfuckers ate that shit up. It was some people out there that liked the fact that he put a fucking toilet up, or a can of Campbell's soup. Well, not everybody's gonna like that shit. Just because you like one rapper, just because I like one rapper, don't mean the world do.
Nah, nigga, the world like Jay-Z, bro.
Just the entire world, yeah, yo. Like, you're not like, the entire, like the 1%.
The entire world does not like Jay-Z.
Yes, nah, they do.
Does Jay-Z have more fans than the average motherfucker? Yes, he does. That's undeniable. But no, if the entire world liked that, nigga, he'd have the most sales in hip-hop history.
He's a fucking billionaire. What do you mean?
That's got nothing to do with... I would say nothing to do with... But
as a rapper to become a billionaire,
that didn't come from just rapping, bro. That came from other outside interests in business, of which he happens to be a good businessman.
Of course, that's a fact, though. Like we already know, it takes 8 streams of income just to become a millionaire. But his main thing is rapping. Like that's why they looked at it differently between Puffy.
That's
and
not
Jay-Z.
Where he made all this. That's not where he made most of that billion, though.
I know that's what I'm saying, but he still looked at as a rapper though. Like when Puffy hit a billion, he wasn't looked at as a rapper, even though he did rap and put out albums. When Jay-Z did it, they literally said the first rapper to become a billionaire. Even though we know he didn't get all his money from it, that's just how he's perceived in the world of hip hop.
Well, perceived, but there are rappers. When you talk about rapping, there are a few rappers that have made more money in rap music. Than him,
they probably can't rap better than him, though.
Well, you know that would be your opinion.
My opinion in like 98.9999+1% of the world.
I mean, people bought the Yin Yang Twins. That don't mean they dope lyricists, nigga.
Yo, nobody would average. Like, I gotta get back to the word average. Like, that's great. Not above average.
Average,
not
nigga.
Good. Who else is like, who average, is the Fat Boys average?
The Fat Boys lyricists? Yeah, they are. Yeah. Like, I'm not about to sit up here and lie and be like these niggas with some type of lyrical miracles and shit. They were so, not, nigga.
So how far it closes Jay-Z and the Fat Boys?
Okay, Jay-Z is better than the Fat Boys.
Fat Boys are
I'm gonna say that
Jay-Z's average. Get yes. this nigga the fuck out of here, man.
I mean, you do realize there's levels of average. Like Jay-Z is definitely a better upper echelon average than the Fat Boys.
Jobs, I'm not gonna sit up here.
Get this nigga the fuck out.
Enough of the levels.
Yo, I hate this nigga, man.
What is going on here?
Okay, but yes, yes, the Fat Boys are average, and so is Jay-Z. They just different levels of it. Yo. I know you don't want to hear that shit, man. I'm sorry, Sean, but it's different levels of average, bro. You know, Jay-Z is upper echelon average, and the Fat Boys is really just average. Man,
the opinion does not reflect the thoughts or opinion of anybody else on this panel of My Skin is My Skin.
Well, they reflect Thug, My Skin is My Skin.
Silk, Brother Greg, and Sean Don.
Yes, 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 nigga. My Skin is My Sin, nigga, says that Jay-Z is motherfucking average.
No. Jobs.
This thing will get us bad. Rock Nation will get us.
Right.
All right,
no title deal now. About my...
Right, no title deal. No title. You know how petty Jay-Z is, nigga.
Well, he just had to be petty, bro. Like, I'm pretty sure he don't give a fuck about my corny ass opinion, bro. That's probably how he gonna look at it.
Nigga.
That nigga corny ass opinion. I got $1 billion. That nigga. Don't nobody know that nigga.
Somebody from Rock Nation gonna see this clip and forward that, bro.
Stop the check. Stop the check.
Right.
Well, I hope they play it a lot then, you know, like at least. I don't know, but hey, it is what it is. I'm not going, you know. And I believe Tupac made more money than Jay-Z in rapping.
No, man. What?
In rapping, nigga. Not in other businesses. Just in, you kidding me? He sold more records, nigga. How
about in death? Like,
it's just period.
That's kind of unfair. That's kind of fair. I love Tupac.
Eminem has definitely made more money in rapping than he has.
Because he's white.
Right. He's white, yo. Like, come on, yo. Like, he's white.
Okay. If that's the case, how come Third Base didn't sell more records than Jay-Z? Those was two white dudes. They should have been twice as better than him.
They were Jewish.
Nah, that was in the beginning.
They were Jewish.
No white boys in the beginning.
Yeah, nobody gave white boys a chance.
Okay, what's the white boy from Ohio that got into it with Eminem? What's that nigga name?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Vanilla Ice.
How come he's not richer than Jay-Z rapping wise?
What do you mean?
Wait a minute. For one, for Eminem to be the richest rapper, like, it didn't take him like 3 or 4 years. It did succumb a long time before he got there, for one.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though we already know Machine Gun ain't going to make it.
See, that's the lower
white boy that he close from white people. Please let me finish. Please.
We couldn't hear shit you said, nigga. You started going out.
All right. Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah. And then we're gonna wrap it up after this, bro.
You can't name another white rapper that got as many black cosigns as Eminem. Eminem got the nigga package for real. Like every black person that was a black person cosigned Eminem.
So that ain't got nothing to do with him being white. That just means that a lot of niggas thought he was dope. If it was like Ron said, he only got that because he white, then there's several other white rappers that should be equally as rich. They aren't.
Well, I mean, Eminem was the first white rapper that was co-signed.
Right.
It hasn't been a successful white rapper such as since.
Eminem was
The first, accepted white rapper.
Everlast was an accepted white rapper before Eminem.
Not by a black community.
Yeah, he was. And so it started base. Just because you want to say they're Jewish, that's got nothing to do with it. I didn't know they was Jewish until you just said that shit.
It does, though. It's the music industry. What do you mean?
But that's got nothing to do with them being accepted by black
people. Sir Bass was accepted until they started dissing niggas for real. MC Ham almost got their whole head knocked off in LA.
Okay, they didn't diss niggas. They dissed him. Everybody dissed MC Hammer. It wasn't just them niggas.
And all the niggas almost got shot. You know what I'm saying? Right. Man said it like, you know what I mean? I stopped playing with MC.
Okay, MC Hammer was a trash MC.
Yo, wait a minute. Wait.
Yesterday, bro. Stop that shit.
No. What I said was
you
the nigga.
You said Hammer could rap, bro.
No, I did not. You said once you again, did. Go back. You lie on me all the time, bro.
You did.
Go back and read the tape. What I said was that nigga show was fucking phenomenal. That's literally what I said. And matter of fact, I said before I went to the show, I was not a fan of that nigga. When I went to the show and seen all that shit and how much he put into that shit was fucking dope.
And you said he could rap.
No, I didn't.
You went to an MC Hammer show?
Yes, I did, nigga, back in the day.
That's hard.
That shit, hey, I was surprised. This shit was fucking, it was off the chain, nigga. I'm not
it
even going
to. It was horns in there?
Oh, yes. 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 A lot of them.
Them bitches came to see the Hammer. Yeah, I mean, Hammer was our nigga.
But as far as like.
You got to pray just to make it.
A rapper? Like, he was so horrible.
Hammer could rap, bro.
In the business.
All right, man. On that lie, we're just going to go ahead and shut the show down, man. Rome, what you got, man? And wait, hold on. What the fuck is this nigga Sean doing?
I don't know. I've been watching him all day.
Like this nigga, like, what are you doing, man?
Walmart. I'm like, I don't know where he is.
Right.
He's carrying boxes.
Right.
What's going on?
He would go through the back door. He would go through the back door be in the aquarium, nigga. You're just gonna be popping up anyway. Like, what the fuck?
Yo,
nigga crazy, man.
Yo, shout out everybody tuned in, man. Yo, say our shit. Yo, follow me on IG, at strivingforperfection_43. Shout out to this plate of spaghetti I'm about to smash. Shout out Keys Development. Shout out 300 Gangsters. Yo, all that is next week. We got another dope show for you on Thursday, man. And check us out. Subscribe to the YouTube. And once again, yo, share our shit. All that's next week.
Yo, that spaghetti is not healthy, by the way.
It's more healthy than Kool-Aid, nigga.
It's actually not. It's actually not, nigga. That red meat, horrible for you.
Not
you
red meat. Yeah,
really, red meat. What's in the spaghetti, nigga?
It's turkey.
Stop lying.
It is turkey, nigga.
First of all, I don't eat beef or pork, so it's not no beef.
Anymore. Yeah, we don't do beef or pork.
Here we go with the, oh my God, y'all just hang up on jobs. Oh my God. Anyway, AJ, wait a minute, hold on, man. I'm low key just kind of sit here and watch the boxes, nigga. I'm curious as to where they go.
I think it looked like he's going to a hotel.
This nigga robbing an Amazon warehouse.
Nigga getting a new shipment of iPhones, man.
That's why he muted.
He robbing
an Amazon warehouse. Nigga gonna open the door, nigga. Like,
that's the box, son.
nigga open the door, nigga. It's gonna be a thick Mexican with no shirt on the other side, nigga. Holmes have been waiting all night. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Hey, somebody got a nice crib, though. Is that New York? Damn, they must be rich.
I can't even. This
is the craziest shit. Like that one box looks hurt, and then you got a green box. Like who has a green box?
Oh yeah, Christmas is coming up.
That is true.
Tiffany.
All right, AJ, go ahead, man. What you got, man? Since the boxes have paused.
Yeah, well, shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to Jobs. Shout out to Lady Silk, shout out to Rome, shout out to Sean, you know what I mean? Walking down that GoldenEye hallway. You feel what I'm saying? Niggas remember them hallways from GoldenEye 64. Niggas like he was on a mission, dude. Yeah. And that's pretty much it, man. Salute.
Hey, Sean, what the fuck was you doing, bro?
I was walking.
Well, we could tell that, yeah, nigga.
I'm like a total liar. I was
like to say, shout out to everybody.
Yeah,
like I say, shout out
boxes, everybody. Nigga. Not your reception is oh, trash, nigga.
Oh, that's not my stuff. I can't speak for that. That ain't mine. But you know, that ain't my boxes. That was just a delivery. Hey, shout out to everybody. Love y'all. I don't know, I'm breaking up probably. So tell me.
Yeah.
One more thing. Geechee versus Goods tomorrow for the Battle Rap fans.
Rest in peace, Goods.
Are you serious, man? This thing,
Geechee, I don't know.
Trash, bro.
Goods make niggas look different.
Oh my goodness.
Rest in peace, Goods.
Goods make niggas look different.
Goods gonna talk to them niggas, man. He gonna talk to them.
Make niggas look different.
Yeah, tell him.
I'm in between, bro. I'm in between right now. I don't know. It's good.
You call him Tay Rock down. Different.
Tay Rock is whack anyway. Tay Rock always been whack.
Yeah, I don't say that dude name no more, man.
Yo, y'all got any shout outs? You got any shout outs? Anybody
A year or so ago, y'all niggas was like Tay Rock is the GOAT. Don't slander him. He from Baltimore. Blah 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 blah.
I never said he always said he wasn't from Baltimore, but he was my man. I never said he was from Baltimore. I never said that.
He ain't from Baltimore.
He ain't from Baltimore. I never said that, but I did say he was my man, though.
You did.
And I still fuck with him. Yeah, I do fuck with T-Rock, though. You got to ride with him, man. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm definitely not riding with that nigga.
Here we go, yo. Allegedly. You feel
what I'm saying? No, that's a fact, nigga. I'm not getting in the car with that nigga ever.
Stop it.
I'm not getting cold without that. I'm getting cold to leave. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I like his rap, yo. That's it. You feel what I'm saying? All that extra shit outside or whatever, him calling up men or what. I don't know. Like, I don't care about that. I just want to see him on stage rap, and that's it. I don't know.
I just got to pause just Tay Rock name at this point. Don't forget to check out the websites, emeraldshell.com for the finest in custom jewelry, and liberationmindedmedia.com. You can get you one of these hoodies, intellectually petty. Go to the merch section, and you can also check out some of the shows and shit like that, too. Other than that, man, shout out to the whole team, man. Shout out to Sean, Brother Greg, Lady Silk. Shout out to the plug. And we got tomorrow is going to be a dope look for the show. I'm just going to keep it at that. Other than that, man, we'll be dropping something probably Sunday or Monday, and then we'll be back Thursday at 7 p.m., and I'm not sure. Oh, man, I'll tell you about that shit later. Anyway, man, let me know. I don't know. Fuck it. Anyway, we out, man. And I'm curious. I wanted to know what was in the green box too, man. Like that was. I'm sorry, man. Anyway,
what was in the green box?
The what?
What was in the green box?
It's an urban skincare.
Oh, okay. Skincare. Okay. Skincare. All right. Some skin business.
Herbal. How come we heard her clear as day?
Urban. You know. Urban.
Is that like black?
Shout out to her for supporting. Power to the people. To the sister in the boxers.
Roseway Boutique. If we got the hand on that.
I didn't hear all that, but fuck it. Shout out to her anyway. And I hope she tipped you too, nigga.
And everybody that's tuning in, please tell your friends to go follow us on YouTube and everywhere else. My skin is my sin.
Yes, what she said. And on Instagram, my skin is my sin in the number one. And on Twitter, my skin is my sin in the number one. All right, we out. Peace, man.
Peace.